Pennsylvania House lawmakers unanimously passed a bill that would require hospitality workers to undergo training to recognize and report human trafficking. It now goes to the state Senate. The Pennsylvania Capitol Star's Emily Previty reports at least 11 states, including New Jersey, already have similar laws.
The vote comes just before the start of 2026, when several major events, including the FIFA World Cup, America 250, and the NFL Draft, promise to draw many visitors to the Commonwealth. House Bill 1286 calls for hospitality personnel to undergo training every other year through programs approved by the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency. Motels, hotels, and short-term rental operators would have to keep records certifying the training and produce them upon request by the State Department of Labor and Industry or local licensing or law enforcement authorities. In Philadelphia, I'm Emily Previty.
Trash collectors will pick up residential rubbish twice a week in parts of North Philly starting January 5th. Carlton Williams directs the city's Office of Clean and Green Initiatives. He says the goal is to prevent illegal dumping and that areas with multifamily housing will be prioritized.
Our research has shown that in areas that they have densely populated communities with high communities that are multifamily properties have limited storage capacity for weekly trash and recycling collection, are most likely to dump in remote locations.
Twice weekly trash pickup first rolled out in Center City and South Philly last year. Temperatures hovering in the upper 30s across much of the Delaware Valley. Right now, Glen Mills at 37, Downingtown 37 as well. Cape May at 38 degrees, and in Center City, Philadelphia, we are under some hazy skies. Still a blue tint to them, though. 38 degrees in the heart of Philadelphia at the moment. Temperatures going to dip down to around freezing in the overnight hours. Looking ahead to tomorrow, a chance of precipitation in the morning. Temperatures going to be similar to today for your Tuesday, peaking right a little bit above 40 degrees.